The 547 new trade and investment agreements represent a 67% increase on 2022 in the number and value of closed deals, according to British Robinson, coordinator for the U.S. administration's Prosper Africa Trade and Business Initiative. Robinson says the Presidential and National Security Initiative is aimed at strengthening strategic and economic partnerships by mobilizing two-way trade and investment flow, and young people are key to realizing that goal, she says.
The continent is home to the world's youngest population, an asset that creates significant opportunities for viable business deals that create jobs and foster shared prosperity.
Judd Devermont, President Joe Biden's top Africa advisor, says it has been a record-setting year for U.S.-Africa relations, with the United States following through on its commitment to invest some $55 billion over 3 years.
As we wind down 2023, we have already delivered on more than 40% of this commitment. In fact, by the end of year two, we anticipate surpassing 70% of our goal.
Devermont and Robinson were speaking at a virtual media briefing yesterday, marking the one-year anniversary of the Africa Leaders Summit in Washington, where Biden pledged to go all in on the continent. The announcement comes as Washington works to deepen its engagement with Africa, where China has been expanding its influence with infrastructure investment, loans, and other moves. Devermont says Africa is not only important economically, but politically, adding that the U.S. has been pushing for more African voices on the world stage for some time now.
President Biden last year called for the African Union to become a permanent member of the G20, and in September we proudly welcomed this development. We're now advocating for a third seat for the for Sub-Saharan Africa on the IMF board, and of course we reiterate our call for permanent representation for Africa at the UN Security Council.
Jonathan Pratt, the State Department's Deputy Assistant Secretary in the Bureau of African Affairs, was asked about investment and trade in countries of conflict or other crises like Sudan.
The goals of the AFCFTA to unite 1.3 billion people in a single market and to create a nominal GDP that's larger than India's is a huge boon. And in that process, harmonizing regulations, reducing trade and non-trade barriers, that will benefit all countries, whether they are experiencing crisis or not.
Devermont says in places like Niger, one of several countries to be hit by military coups and violence on the continent, the U.S. is prioritizing peace through negotiations. He says the U.S. is also looking at the underlying drivers of conflict and is investing in new approaches, including elevating its focus on elections and corruption. Carol Van Dam for VOA News, Washington.